Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Doug Woodward, Director of the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia.
So I want to just finish by talking about the challenges that we face in the Midlands. Compared to our peers in one aspirant region, that would be Raleigh, we're lagging in terms of talent. That's educated labor, people with high skills, STEM degrees, and so forth. We've got a good base of talent in Columbia, in the Midlands, but we're definitely not Raleigh, and we're actually even below the U.S. We do have a good entrepreneurial environment here. We've got a lot of good business startups, small business activity, very healthy, but we're not attracting many headquarters, and we're not attracting corporate facilities. You know, they're creating these better paying jobs that'll keep our graduates here. We've got slow growth in professional and technical business occupations. We're finding that year after year, so we're lagging there. Also, innovative capacity. We look at a lot of things, our R&D, how much R&D is taking place, for example. For a university town, this is low. That's why we need this president to show leadership, to help us really step up our level of R&D. That's going to attract better companies to be around these research facilities. This is what Austin, Texas did so well. We can do it too. Finally, in terms of cluster development, this is what holds the Midlands back. We don't have strong economic clusters. We don't have the auto cluster like they have in the upstate. We don't have the cluster of activity that is around the port and the tourism that they have in Charleston. And clusters, those are businesses, synergies of geographic proximity. When you got them, they stay in place, just like we're seeing with the auto cluster, replacing the textile cluster in the upstate. Even when you get trade wars and you get disruptions in the economy, they stay put because they want to be close to one another. The suppliers and all of the support that goes into it, and they've got the appropriate labor, everything comes together to form a cluster. We especially like in economics, export clusters or traded clusters. Those are businesses in this concentration of activity that sell their goods and services outside of their region. This drives regional development, drawing in income from outside the area. That supports the retail, commercial, and other local services that depend on these traded clusters. And this is where Columbia is a bit weak. We've got something, as we know, growing in insurance, but I'm not convinced that it grew significantly during this expansion. Going back more than 10 years ago, we tried to jumpstart a new cluster in hydrogen fuel cells. Does anybody remember that? We made an effort. Didn't work. Okay, so we got set back. The university played a role, but we bet on the wrong horse. It just has not paid off dividends. It's not that we haven't been aware of this, but it didn't work out. Here's another one. I'll just kind of close with this one, and this is nuclear. There's still opportunities in nuclear. We've got Savannah River nearby, although what I heard the president talk about is mostly opportunities for Aiken. But I think we can have some opportunities in here in Columbia. But we experienced in the last 2 years, and this shows up in some of the data, one of the biggest setbacks of any place in the country, and that had to do with the disaster that happened with the nuclear plants here in Skana and the loss of a headquarters. We lost our major headquarters. We're losing jobs, professional jobs, as a result of that. We also made a big investment, $8 billion, into something that's now just a black hole, and we're still paying for it. No other region has to do this. So we really have to get serious about economic development. We tried to build a cluster around nuclear. Unfortunately, we did it in the wrong way. And, you know, I think this was a failure of leadership. We should have known this was the wrong way to finance nuclear expansion, which was to put the capital construction costs, again, going back to investment, on our utility bill. I mean, any economist would say that's a bad incentive right there for cost overruns, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, and so there was no accountability over that. I knew this was going on. I should have spoken out. I should do a mea culpa. I feel guilty for not telling at this Outlook conference that no other region in the country would have done this. Why are we doing this? Well, I mean, we wanted maybe to build this nuclear cluster around here and be a leader in it, but this is the wrong way to finance it. We should have known that. I knew it, and I didn't speak out about it. Well, a lot of people didn't. I wasn't alone. We wanted this to work, and we were naive, but we made some big mistakes here in the Midlands. We can't do that in the next expansion. We got to be smarter, and we need better leadership, including from the academic community.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Doug Woodward, Director of the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.